This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. DocRam.com, DocRam.com. So, Rick, hour number one, final segment, I was talking about these green dumpsters in Virginia. What we're talking about is the recycling hoax, or at least what I've seen. So in these green dumpsters, they were positioned in town but out of sight, and you could go 24 hours a day, and you could throw out your trash, your kitchen trash, whatever you had, just throw it in the dumpster, and they'd be hauled away a couple times a week, and they went someplace. And no one really cared about it because their trash was removed. Well, the county decided that they would improve that system and they would install what they called a convenience center. And instead of 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, this was a part-time operation. And they put a part-time person in there, a guard, if you will, to make sure that their trash was going in the right receptacles. So, for example, instead of just throwing your wine bottles, your beer bottles, your mayonnaise jars in the dump, in the dumpster, as before, you would have to wash it out. So if you had wine bottles, if they were clear, they would go in one bin. If they were brown, they'd go in another bin. If they were blue or green, they'd go in another bin. Your newspapers wouldn't just go in a dumpster. They would go into a recycling, large container. And they'd be flattened and so forth. And they had to be clean. And if they were dirty, they'd go just in a general purpose dumpster. Refrigerators and washers and dryers would go in another area. Well, what I found out was that we washed out these bottles and jars and put them in the glass recycling containers, and they would be hauled away, and then they would be dumped in the same place that our previous dumpster trash would be dumped in. In the same landfill. So we thought that we were doing a good thing for the environment, and the trash was going in the same place. So
that's because, just FYI, all your trash management is now managed by mafia. Every single thing, your Southern Oregon Sanitation, they're all, it's where they invested, is in these landfills. And these landfills are going to become as toxic as Fukushima.
That's a really good point, Rick. And one of the largest fights of my life was fighting with a company called Allied Waste, the number two trash company in the United States.
The key word is allied.
Yeah. And what they do is they come to these small counties, these rural counties, and they say, hey, you can have revenue. Tell you what we do. We'll just find an area and we'll build this dump, this landfill, this sanitary landfill, and we will charge by the pound for those who want to bring their trash. And we'll manage that, and we'll have these scales, and we'll weigh the pickup trucks when they come in, and we'll weigh them when they go out, and we'll charge them for each load. And we'll, you know, make sure that there's a good, safe place. Well, they wanted to build one of those on top of an aquifer in the county where I lived in Virginia. And we fought it, and it was a heck of a fight. I mean, these guys know how to fight. They know how to attack reputations. They know how to turn the government employees against the people. They know how to use the media. They know how to use the right words to discredit the villagers who are not experienced in fighting these corporate thugs. And really what they do is they want to find a location where there's a highway or an intersection of a highway, of two highways, where they can bring these trash trucks in. And they say that, you know, this landfill will last years. And then what they do is when they come into this, once they build this landfill, they then accelerate the amount of trash that they bring in and they close it as quickly as possible. And the idea is they set up a separate corporation for each one of these landfills so that once it starts leaking, not if it starts leaking, once it starts leaking and the groundwater is then polluted, contaminated, and rendered useless, then you can't sue them because, well, it's just a little corporation that is just for that landfill and there are no assets.
It's even better than slots or the numbers or drugs. Everybody has trash.
Yes. Yep.
And I remember when it used to be buried on your own farm and you had your own dump. I have repeatedly, when I bought a farm, would find those dump spots on the farm where they would do it. What I have done differently is I used to have boneyards where I would have all my glass, my ceramic, you know, bricks, things like that, or wood piles that I could go out and fabricate. Today, things have been so designed and marketed that it's cheaper and easier and almost impossible to repair something. It's easier to simply recycle it. And when you start talking about phosphorescent screens and computer chips and the toxicity of some of these heavy metals that are used in solid-state physics and computers, after a period of time, you know, you have serious problems in Africa with because of mining. And all the rest of what accounts for greed is good. I need to start pointing things like this because people don't realize the full implication of participation in some of these technologies. Cell phones are toxic. They're worse than cigarettes. It's okay because nobody cares at this point like they did alcohol or tobacco. But at some point, people are going to start to wake up.
Let's talk about cell phones for just a couple minutes, Rick. I've been on this bend about cell phones, and it really bothers me because people, I was in an elevator yesterday with Mrs. Finelli, and there was this woman who was texting away and totally distracted. She didn't know what button to push. She pushed the wrong button. She's, you know, it caused everyone on the elevator inconvenience because she's not paying attention. She's looking at her cell phone and she's hitting buttons on the elevator, buttons that she didn't mean to hit. So she just thinks it's okay because she's distracted. Then she gets off the elevator on the same floor, and then she's confused, doesn't know where she is, looking around, standing in my way, Mrs. Finelli's way, holding up traffic because she's not paying attention to where she is. She's paying attention to her cell phone. Well, there's a post on the Internet, and it talks about unattended children will be... it's about restaurants, and these restaurant owners are furious with parents who are not paying attention to their children. Now, why aren't they paying attention to their children? The only response that I can think of is that the children are not being paid attention to because the parents are paying attention to their cell phone.
They're distracted, and so, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
They're distracted. So here I'm going to read you some signs that are images. I post them on USA Prepares if I could, if our website were working, but it's not, so I can't. But anyway, it says these are signs at restaurants. Unattended children will be given coffee and taught to swear. Warning, children left unattended will be sold to the circus. We love kids. Please keep yours at your table. Unattended kids will be given a shot of espresso and a free puppy. Thanks. Another one.
How many people actually notice the humor?
Yeah, another one. All unattended children will be thrown in the dumpster. Warning, Children left unattended will be traded for donuts. Pets welcome. Pets welcome. Children must be leashed.
I know, isn't it wonderful? I love America in that sense of it. It's about time we start laughing at ourselves because we have actually sold ourselves out.
We have. Another one. To avoid accident or injury to your child whilst the little darling is running around this establishment, why not handle the little puppet to a member of the staff who will be happy to nail it to your table for you? Well-behaved children welcome. The rest will be made into pies. Unattended children... will be sold to gypsies. Supervision not provided. Notice to all children and adults, there will be no crying, screaming. So these restaurants have had it. Here's one from a burger joint, a grill house. All well-behaved children welcomed. Naughty kids will be turned into burgers. I really like their humor. But they've had it. You can tell that these restaurants are at their wit's end with the parents not paying attention to
the blood. Changes the child and the way the child grows up as the way it is in teaching his children. That's how pedophilia and all the rest of it is propagated. It's a learned behavior, and it starts with the parents.
There's another post that I was reading, and I'll have to paraphrase this because I don't have it in front of me. It was about daycare and parents picking up their children from the daycare center at the end of the daycare day. So the parents have traded their responsibilities, probably to earn money, so they can pay for their cell phones, and they go to pick up their children. And what the daycare, this particular daycare company did was they've had it. They've had it with the parents not paying attention to their children, paying attention to their cell phones, looking down at their cell phones. And the children are saying, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy. And it's the equivalent of not now, don't bother me. You know, the children are saying, Mommy, 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 I'm so glad to see you. I missed you all day. Wow, thanks for coming. And Mommy is not paying attention. These cell phones have, I believe, are one of the single greatest destroyers of the American family. I really believe that. We don't even eat dinner together without having cell phones right on the table or on our laps. And we look down and we text, tweet, and say, I can't talk to you now. I'm with my family. That's ridiculous. Time out. Time out. Don't be on tap 24/7. Don't do it. Resist it. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to be teaching about electricity, hour number one. We're going to talk about how much electricity devices consume around the home and how to tell at a glance whether a device consumes a lot of electricity, increases your electric bill a lot, or whether it's much smaller amount. That's hour number one. Miles from the European Union will be with us for hour number two. I think you'll find both of those broadcasts quite enlightening. I'm telling you this because our website is down and you can't find out who's going to be on tomorrow because USA Prepares is down until I fix it. Rick, septic systems. Now, I was chatting with a guy within the last couple of weeks about septic systems, and what I found something very interesting. We're talking about recycling hoaxes. Well, this kind of fits with that discussion. So I was chatting with this gentleman, and he works for a company that pumps out septic systems. So a septic system is what rural America uses in many cases for solid and liquid waste disposal. And what happens is what goes down the drain at rural houses and companies goes into a tank, kind of a holding tank. The solids settle out toward the bottom, and then the liquids travel on down toward either a leach field or a lagoon. And a lagoon is a pond, if you will, with a fence around it, and the sun disinfects and evaporates the liquids. So that, or you have laterals that are in the ground, that where the water, the liquids are absorbed by the ground, and then the grass grows, and then ultimately those the liquid evaporates into the atmosphere. And that's part of the water cycle, or it is the water cycle. Well, I talked to this septic system professional, and he told me that in Missouri, you can get a permit to apply human waste from septic systems on fields. So I just wanted to let our class know, and I'd like to get your opinion. So whatever goes down your drain or down your toilet gets pumped out, put in a tank, and then it can be applied to fields for disinfecting via the sun. Now, in our case, chemicals don't go down the drain other than, let's say, the dishwashing detergent, the soap that we use for showers when we flush the toilet, the clothes washing machine. And that's kind of typical. However, what if we painted our house and washed our paint rollers and brushes and washed them, and that water with the paint solids and so forth went down the drain? And let's say we had other things. And let's say we had a house where someone was being treated with chemotherapy. Chemotherapy destroys septic system bacteria. Absolutely destroys it and renders them hardly functional. Now, the question that I asked this gentleman was, what happens with the sewage that you pump out from someone who is being treated with chemotherapy? We are not in our household. But I'm sure that some households are. And he said, well, good point. Good point. Instead of applying this to fields as fertilizer, he will take it to the sewage treatment plant. Rick, do you have any concerns about pumping out septic systems? And
black goo comes to mind. I don't know, man. The whole concept of waste and waste management is creepy to me. And it seems like there's a whole lot better way of managing our sewage than the way we currently enjoy it. And that includes outhouses and how you can recycle certain kinds of manures. You know, we found that all the inorganic in a closed system, you're in deep space, you have a closed system, you can't get your products from Earth or anywhere else, you're out in the middle of nowhere, and this is it. You found that one-third chicken manure, one-third rabbit manure, and one-third worm casings gave all the inorganic salts needed to grow anything in space. And that was something we discovered back in 1970. And so human waste could be used, for example, in feeding certain kinds of algae that would feed certain kinds of fish in a closed system or aquaculture format. And every single home needs to think about how to recycle water and sewage as part of their infrastructure for being a sustainable lifeboat.
Now we'll talk about more this morning.
Can you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Watch it.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my. When you go to the DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and been talking about the recycling hoax. And Rick, back in the, I think it was the 1970s and the 1980s, there was a term, and I may have this wrong, but it's one of these two. It's either Philly soil or Philly sludge. And what was happening is Philadelphia waste treatment facility was taking the sludge, drying it in the sun, and then making it available to gardeners. So if you wanted some recycled human waste, recycled hospital waste, whatever went down the sewer system in Philadelphia, fetuses, whatever went down the drain, that was disinfected, if you will, with chlorine, put in the sun to bake, and then it was scooped up, and you could go get it for free, and you could put that free fertilizer on your garden if you wanted. And we were told that in the United States, we don't use human waste as fertilizer. Japan does, other countries do, but certainly not the United States. Here's an article I'd like to share. It'll take about 2 minutes, and I'd love to hear your comments. And it's from a website called sludgenews.org. And it says the majority of sewage sludge is hauled away in trucks and disposed on American farms. Some is given away as solid compost. Some is dried and made into pellets, bagged, and sold as fertilizer. And some sludge is being blended into bagged fertilizers. And then it says that there are branded products containing sewage sludge. And I'm going to give you the names of some of these brands so that you can hear this for yourself. And you may see some of these products at the outlet near you. And here they are. All Grow, Granulite, Chesapeake Sunshine, Earth Mate, Nutri-Green, Metro Grow, Org Grow. Now that would be Baltimore, Maryland, or O-R-G-R-O. Bay State Fertilizer, that's Boston, Massachusetts. GrowCo, Seattle, Washington. SilvaGrow, Seattle, Washington. Ocean Grow, New Jersey. Tegro, Tacoma, Washington. Sound Grow, that's in Pierce County, Washington.
By the way, Washington, when I grew up in Seattle, we started recycling metal and bottles and paper to be separated from other kinds of trash back in the early 60s.
Yep. And,
that's
Michigan,
why you're going to see that. And by the way, another example would be the Martian and how he survived on the planet Mars in growing his food.
Yeah. Yeah, great video. If you want to watch that, The Martian, I believe we saw it on Netflix, I think. I'm not sure, but excellent video. And it's being on your own, and what do you do if you're stranded, and, you know, what do you do? And that's what he did. Mill Organite, and that's from Wisconsin. We Care, Compost, New York. Compost Tea, Pennsylvania. Echo Compost, Dillo Dirt, Glacier Gold, Earth Blends, AgriSoil, Earth Life, Top Grow, EnviroSoil, Enviro BioBlend, Landscaper's Advantage, Compro, Main Mix, and there are others. Growers Blend, Unity Fertilizer, Miracle Grow, Organic Choice, Garden Soil. So those are some of the names, the branded names of human sludge. So, Rick, I mean, if a person chooses to do that, that's one thing. I don't know what's in the sludge, so I don't plan on using it here at our farm. I don't plan on doing that. And do you think that's a good thing or not a good thing to use it?
I don't know. I can hardly hear you. Have you noticed how bad the quality of our signal is between us?
It seems like whenever we talk about something really important that affects just about everybody, we have problems. Right? Well, let's talk about this.
That means we're over the target? Isn't that how you put it to me?
Yeah. Here's another one that I think is over the target. So in Cornwall, C-O-R-N-W-A-L-L, in the European Union, actually in the United Kingdom, there's this village. And there's a high concentration of air pollution in this village. And so what do you do when there's air pollution? And they say, wow, it's those darn diesels. Those diesel trucks, diesel buses, diesel cabs, diesel vehicles. And if it wasn't for them, you know, things would be a lot better. So what do they do to solve this problem of nitrogen oxides? And they say around 4,000 40,000 deaths a year are caused by air pollution in the United Kingdom, many a result of nitrogen dioxide pumped from diesel engines. And it's a nitrogen dioxide is a pollutant that can often be seen as a reddish-brown smog over many areas. Now, class, if you watch some videos on TV and you see the distant view of the city, you'll see these brown clouds, and it's like a dome over the city. If you happen to fly into a city and you're looking at a distance to your destination of a city, you'll see this brown dome over the city. I mean, I've seen it in the 1970s, you know, as far back as 1970s, as far as I can remember, early days of flying for me. Anyway, I don't fly very much, and I don't want to breathe that soup. But so here's what they're doing in Cornwall. This is just unbelievable to me. So the officials are saying, you know what, this pollution is such a serious problem, we can't allow the people to be affected. So we are going to force them from their homes. We are going to take their homes so that they won't live there and be subject to this pollution. They're going to steal their homes. Now, I can't imagine that happening in the United States without projectiles flying. I can't imagine that. But here we're talking about, they're talking about stealing these people's homes. I guess we'll have to pay for them. But, you know, yeah, I know you've lived there and your families have lived there for, you know, decades and generations. But, you know, it's so dangerous. We are going to keep you safe and we're going to steal your home. Now, what's wrong with attacking the problem? The problem is too much pollution. But you can't stop commerce. You can't stop the buses, trucks, taxis, you know, and so forth. So let's just get rid of the people that happen to be in the presence of this pollution. Rick, if someone said, in your wildest imagination, think about the worst thing that they can do to these people, what would that be? That would not have occurred to me to throw the people out who are being surrounded by pollution caused by other people.
Oh, man, you've got to love it.
I'll tell you what, in our neck of the woods, there would be broken noses for a start. That'd be the start. Rick, on your website, on your Facebook page, docram.com, you've got a post about asteroids. Seems like we should be a little more concerned than we ever have been. Is that true, or am I reading this?
Did you notice inside some information that, you know, 2 days ago, we had a planet killer just go between the Earth and the Moon, and nobody mentioned it in national news.
Right. Right.
A planet killer. The end of days? It didn't happen, so I guess it's okay. Listen, they're blanking everything. There is something out between the sun and Earth that is emitting massive quantities of electrons and changing the magnetosphere, and why everybody's so grumpy and irritable. It's an increase in alpha waves. And when I say that, you know, beta, gamma, you have, it's beta waves, you know, electrons. We're getting streamed hard right now, and nobody gets it. If you go outside in normal sunlight, you'll find it's almost as if you're on a snowfield and you need sunglasses to screen the light. Mm-hmm. It's hard on the body, and it's hard on the soul, and it's causing people to have road rage and anger when they would normally otherwise not.
You know, just before the broadcast class, Rick called me, and he said he didn't hear from me, and he wanted to make sure I was okay. And normally I call Rick a few minutes before the broadcast, and I hadn't gotten to that point yet, so about 15 minutes before airtime, Rick called me. And I mentioned that I wanted to talk to him about this. And I said, Rick, here's something I've noticed. I've noticed that our cats, and we have many cats here at the house. I think we've got four of them. Yeah, we've got four cats. And they are grumpy toward each other. You know, they hiss and they have territories. Now, before everything was fine, I'm talking in the last couple of months, they've seemed more territorial, more possessive of, you know, an area. They hiss at each other. They sneak up on each other. They're not as pleasant as they used to be. Now, that is not because there's yelling and screaming going on in our house and it's chaotic. That's not the case. Our house is very calm. There's no yelling, no screaming, no arguments. It doesn't happen here. So it's not like it's human induced. Now, the dogs, the same thing. We've noticed that the dogs are a little bit more on edge, a little more grumpy, and they seem more territorial, and they seem a little more aggressive toward each other. And at night, you can hear, you know, one dog telling the other dog, knock it off. You know, you bother me. Get out of my way. You can hear that at night. The cows out in the field. We have girl cows that are headbutting and pushing around other girl cows. We've got little bulls that are going headbutting other little bulls. And then you look at what you're talking about, you see more road rage. I've seen it. You see more people being aggressive on the road. I've seen it. And you see the stories about chaos on college campuses. So when we come back, Rick, tell us a little bit more about what is going on and what you think may be causing this.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
I be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So, Rick, I was describing this on guard behavior that we see in the animals on the farm, and behavior that we see people exhibiting, you know, in public. Do you think the cause is outside the earth?
I can't even understand what you're saying. I'm so sorry about this interference on our line.
Rick, what I was saying is, do you think that the behavior that I described...
Oh, yes, I get what you're saying. Yes, even the tops of all the trees are showing this electron bombardment and kill. It is damaging everything. We are absolutely going through some cyclic changes on Earth. And weather and the ocean currents are just a single part of it. What is, I just posted, and I want to read this. It's called Slow Kill. Why are the controllers poisoning us? And I do a quote, when your earnings are exhausted on food and shelter, your laborers are no longer viewed as an opportunity for economic advancement, but rather as an act of self-preservation. In the real world, that's called slavery.
I agree totally. Okay, so, Rick...
We're in a war right now, and I cannot put a face on the enemy yet. Amazon and my Ingram, by the way, everybody, thank you for buying your books directly from me. I'm a small mom and pop, and if you buy them from me, they will be autographed. I am telling you, there is a war. I cannot put a face on it because Amazon is just typical, like they're trying to privatize water. And in Williams, Oregon, they gave me a survey, and I told them about how third graders should run a laboratory, learn how to test their own water before they even start grade school. and then teach the first graders how they did it, and then show the first graders how to explain it to their parents. It's a whole revisioning of everything that we know and do. Mm-hmm. A complete turning around of our behavior and so on. And all the weather, this electrons, the irritability of your animals, all of it is related to your consciousness and what is happening at this very moment. Time to wake up.
Rick, I was thinking about, as we were talking before, I was thinking about the moon surface. It's all banged up. You know, it's been hit by meteorites and other objects. And you see the craters as a result. Do we have any technology that if an object is coming toward us and it's significant in size to do damage, do we have a technology to deflect it, change its path, blow it up, make it into smaller bits? Do we have any of that technology right now?
Maxwell Smart put it, missed it by that much, and the Earth's gone. We're in a situation right now where I can't tell you how the second shoe is going to fall. I can tell you it is going to fall, and you can count on that, but when and what, I haven't got a clue. I would begin your sustainable lifeboat around sewage management and water. Recycle. It's a good place to always start your children's education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things that I've been toying with the idea of is since we have a septic system going forward, I was thinking, well, I don't have the problem right now, but in the future, if I did, I should probably have a trash pump. A pump that could pump out the septic system run by a, well, let's say a gasoline engine. They sell these things at Harbor Freight. And maybe I need to pump out the septic tank and put it into a lagoon and let the sun disinfect it. And then, because I'm not concerned about chemicals in what we put in there, maybe that would be used for fertilizer if we had no other choice. Just a thought.
It's the way he survived on Mars in the movie, and that is literally the way it's going to become here.
Doc Ram, thanks so much for being with us, class. If you'd like to go to Richard Allen Miller's website, docram.com. That's his Facebook page. It'll take you to where you need to go, and you'll be able to buy his books from there. Doc Ram,
class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.